So I am very happy to see the Radha Parishesha is being worshipped nicely.
Haribo.
Thank you very much. So, our Krishna consciousness philosophy is very simple. But the dull-headed person cannot understand. That is the difficulty. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Namami Duskitana Murha Prapadante Narathma Maya Purhita Jnana Asuri Bhavmas. There are many classes of men, they have been classified as the Duskritina, Mura, Naradhama, Maya, Puritabhyana, and all of them are based on the atheistic theory. There is no God. I am God. Asuri Bhavan, Asur. Asur means they defy God. I am God. Who is God? Just like Hiranyakashipu and his son, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is devotee of Lord Krishna, and Hiranyakashipu would not accept. Who is God? I am God. This is atheistic attitude. So the atheists are divided into four classes. So number one is Duskriti. Duskritina means they have got merit. Kriti means meritorious. The modern man, they have got merit. Especially the Western people, they have got nice merit. Just like while passing through the city, we saw very nice buildings. So to construct such buildings, it requires merit, undoubtedly. But what for this building? The Duskriti, no? Only for committing sinful life. That what is called du. Duskarya. Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. Meritorious they are, undoubtedly, for constructing this building. But what is the purpose? The purpose is sinful activity. These things are going on. Therefore they are called Duskriti. And Mura. Mura means they cannot understand what is God. It is a very simple thing. Anyone, any child can understand. Take for example your body, my body. What is the important thing in the body? The soul. Without the soul, you may be a very big man, even Napoleon Bonaparte. But as soon as the soul is gone, it is useless. The whole body is useless. Anyone can understand. Well, now Napoleon Bonaparte, who struggled so much for glorifying France, but where is the gentleman? Finished. As soon as the soul is gone, you may keep one statue, dead statue, that is another thing. But you do not know where the soul has gone and what he is doing now. So, anyone can understand that this body may be very, very important, scientists, politicians, and so on and so on. But as soon as this soul is gone from this body, it is useless, not worth even a farthing. Anyone can understand. Similarly, as the soul is the important thing in this body, my body, your body, or anyone's body, similarly, in this huge, gigantic body of universe, there must be one soul. Otherwise, how it is going on? How it is working so nicely? The big sun is rising exactly in time, the moon is rising exactly in time, the seasons are changing one after another. So many millions and millions of living entities, they are being maintained. Everyone is getting their food, even the elephant who eats at a time 100 kilograms. He also eats, an ant also eats, the birds also eat, the beast also eat. There is no problem. Only the civilized man, so-called civilized man, he creates problem. Because duskriti, he has got merit, but it is being used for sinful activities. Therefore there is problem. Otherwise, there is no, if the birds have no problem, the beast have no problem, the ant has no problem, why the civilized man has got problem? Because they are duskriti, not mura. Rascal and always engaged in sinful activities. Duskriti na mura. Simple thing. If the soul is important in this body, why there shall not be bigger soul, the super soul in this gigantic body? What is this universal body and this body? The same thing. It is only small and that is very big. The same material construction. Bhumi rapana lavayu. This earth, water, air. Just like you have got your bones. The huge Alps mountain, that is also another bone of this gigantic world. As you have got your hairs on the body, the millions and millions of trees and plants, they are also the hairs on the gigantic world. So as you have got holes in your body, here, there, and the narrow. Similarly, these oceans and seas, they are also different holes. So they are described. It is not my imagination. They describe in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, to conceive the gigantic body. As you have got your skull, the round skull, the whole, hemisphere, is also skull of this gigantic body. It is similar. As you have got a body and you, the soul, is the important thing, active principle within this body. Similarly, this gigantic body, the active principle is there. That is, we call from the Shastra, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. The same comparison. But because they are murha, rascal, they cannot understand. No brain. We have no brain, we are all not very intelligent. But we can understand, if there is the active principle soul within this body, there must be a super soul within this huge structure of body. And that is called God. Mohita gnabhijanati mameva paramabhayam. Those who are bewildered, Naradhama means lowest of the mankind. These things cannot be understood by the cats and dogs. Their body is constituted in such a way that they cannot think of that there is an active principle in this body and there is active principle in this huge gigantic body. The cats and dogs cannot understand. But a human being can understand. And that active principle is Krishna. Krishna means all attract. As the active principle within this body is all attractive. These beautiful bodies of friends, boys and girls. Why? The active principle is there. Therefore they are attract. Many people come to see your city. Why? The active principle is there. Says Krishna means the active principle of everything. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti mam bhudha bhava samadhi. The active principle is everything. From his energy, material energy, this huge, gigantic material man, cosmic manifestation is there. From his energy. And we are also his energy. Mami rabhanalo bhayo khangamano buddhiri. The five material elements are also Krishna's energy. And we living entities, we are also. Aparayam itastu vidhimi prakitiṃ para jīva bhūta mahābhāho jayidam dhārjati jagat. Everything is explained there. But the mūrhās, the duṣkītinās, the narādhamās, they cannot understand. Narādhamā means lowest of the mankind. Why? Because cats and dogs cannot understand this philosophy. But a human being can understand. He has got the brain. Nature has given the fertile brain. But they are misusing it, duṣkrituṇā, only for sense gratification. The brain was given to understand God, but the rascal is using for illicit sex, meat eating, drinking and gambling. This is the position of the whole human society. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to give the greatest benefit to the human society to clear their brain, the rascal brain. We call, declare, they are all rascals. Let any scientist, philosopher come here. I shall prove that he is nothing but a rascal. I shall prove that. I challenge them. What that is? Nonsense. So, you do not become rascals. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are trying to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. And there is no difficulty. Everything is there in our Bhagavad Gita. You simply try to understand and make your life successful. That is our request. Don't be rascals, murhas, naradhamas, maya, vritta jana. This education has no value. Because the real knowledge, there is nothing. Real knowledge is to understand God. There is no education throughout the whole world. There is no university. So they are simply producing rascals. So my only request is that don't be that. Become rascals. You just worship here Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikiti. Just try to understand Krishna. And then your life will be successful. In what way? Janma karma medibbam jujanati tattata. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti. If you simply try to understand Krishna, the result will be that after giving up this body, you will not accept any more material body. You will remain in your spiritual body and go back to home. Back. That is your eternal life, blissful, full of knowledge. That is one thing. Otherwise, now you have got this very beautiful body, friends, girlfriend, boy. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, if you lose the opportunity, then you may get, because you have got very good friend, dogs. So, jang jang bhapi smarana phavam, so at the time of dying, you think of dog and you get a body of dog. This is a fact. Because you are under the grip of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. As you infect some disease, you must suffer from that disease. Similarly, the infection of ignorance, tamogun, will give you a tamogun body. Jahanna guna vrittista, adho garchandi tamasa. Go down. Nature gives you the opportunity. Get a nice human form of body, nice brain. Try to understand what is God. But if you misuse it, then again go to become cats and dogs and hogs. This is nature's law. Don't risk your life. Always think of Krishna. Sadata dohava bhavi. These things are explained. So what is the difficulty to become Krishna conscious? You have got nice deity, Krishna is present to take your service. Be pure, eat nice prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, dance, and go to back to home, back to God. Where is the difficulty? Simple thing. Don't be misled by the rascals and fools. Just try to understand Krishna. Try to hear Krishna. His instruction is there, and be happy. Thank you very much.